The other diagram of number four means that you can also get a fourth if you're on the fifth string. So let's say, for example, let's keep it in the key of G. G on the fifth string is the 10th fret, fifth string. So play G. If you go to the next string, namely fourth string, 10th fret, that would be the four chord. In this case, C. Now, if you put your third finger on that same note, fourth string, 10th fret, that is the same note as 6th string, 8th fret. Alright, I'm going to repeat that. I started at G on the 5th string, 10th fret. So put your finger there and play it. Next string, same fret, namely string 4, fret 10, is a C, the 4th of G. And if you put finger 3 on that note, and then take finger 1 and play down what I call the box shape, 2 strings down and 2 frets down, that is the same note. It's called an octave. So what I'm trying to get at is, if you move from G on the 10th fret, 5th string, down to the 8th fret of the 6th string, that is also a 4th. Because whether you're moving to C up that octave or down to that octave, that's still C. Can you hear that those sound the same? These are subtle concepts to teach. Maybe this is better to do it in person, but I hope you're following this. Then, once you have your C on the 8th fret, 6th string, you simply go up a whole step, to the 5th degree of the G scale. So what I'm trying to get at is, now I can go back to example number 2, the form of the blues, and start at the 10th fret, 5th string, and play 1, 1, 1, 1, and then 4 would be at 6th string, 8th fret, and 5 would be at 10th fret, 6th string. So, form of the blues, 2, 3, 4, and down, and then back. That's 1. Here's 4 on the second line, and 1. And here's the 5, and 4, and 1, and 5. Alright, I hope you're following this. What this ultimately takes you to is being able to play example number 5. And you can now play this pattern in any key. I'll show you in a minute.